This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has arrived in Brussels for 2 days of summits with leaders from the NATO military alliance and the European Union. He arrived Sunday from Britain, where he had launched his first stop of his first foreign trip as president. In Britain, he attended a G7 summit, and as he arrived in Brussels, he was welcomed by the Belgian Prime Minister Alexander De Croo. The NATO leaders will hold a three-hour meeting Monday afternoon, during which they're expected to touch on security issues, space and cyberspace included. They're also hoping to talk about the growing influence of China and to formulate a tough message for Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden holds his first face-to-face meeting with the Russian president on Wednesday. The United States and Russia sparred on Sunday about responsibility for debilitating cyber attacks as President Biden and President Putin prepare for their Geneva summit on Wednesday. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told ABC's This Week television show, "No responsible country should be in the business of harboring criminal organizations engaged in cyber attacks." Blinken said President Biden would make that point clear to Putin at their meeting. He said the United States is also looking for Russian cooperation in dealing with criminal organizations that operate from Russian territory. Putin told the state TV channel Russia One on Sunday that Russia is willing to extradite cyber criminals on an equal basis with the United States if the United States agrees to the same policy. He did not name any specific cases. Blinken said Sunday he believes Biden will be meeting with Putin in a new position of strength after broad agreement on Western goals cemented at the G7 meeting of the leaders of the top industrialized countries and also NATO and European Union meetings.